We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We are beginning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the top, beginning of a line. 7 lines, top, beginning of a line. Amrav Huna. Shchimira Shekosav Kol Nechosav La'acher. The Shchimira wrote all his Nechosim to someone. So Royin, Imroyal Yarshay, if this person he wrote all his Nechosim to was a Yairish, like a Ben Abanim, one of his sons, Noit Lamashim Yerusha. Then he gets a medin Yerusha. Bimlav, no itlam shema tana. And if not, it's a din matana. Because he didn't really speak out a lashon Yerusha or lashon matana. He just said he's giving the nechasav. We'll see exactly the lashon soon. He was just giving the nechasav. He said, like, nichsai leplaini. He just said, my nechasav will go on leplaini. If the person is a Yerush, then it goes to the Yerusha. If not, it goes to the matana. We'll see soon the Gemara, what's an afkamina. If you get a medin Yerusha, you get a medin matana. But it depends what the type of person is. If he's a stranger, it's matana. If he's a Yerush, it's a Yerusha. Now, we first thought that Rav Huna's chiddush was that you could make one son out of all the sons into a Yerush, like a Rechon and a Breiko. That's what we thought Rav Huna's chiddush was. Omli Rav Nachman, Gamva Gnuvi Lamalach, why do you have to hide and say B'derech Remez? Isvir Lach Ka Rav Yechon and Breiko, if you hold like a Rechon and Breiko, that you're allowed to take one son and give him the whole Yerusha, so say it straight out. Eima Lach Ka Rechon and Breiko. Let's go and go to Rechon Breiko. So exactly, if that's what you're trying to say, are you trying to say that if a guy's a Yerush, I can give him the whole Yerusha and like a Rechon Breiko? So say it. So it must be, so Rav Nachman tells Rav Huna, it must be saying something else. Dilma kiha kamritz. Maybe you mean like this. There's a person who was dying. Who's in the chasm for? Dilma lepanya. Is it going to so and so? Va'amalu, and he answered, El Alaman, who else? Avadat's him. Va'amrit lon, Allah, and you Rav Huna taught us on this memra, Imroyu l'yarsha, if the guy's a Yairish, not from Yerusha. He gets the Yerusha. Lav, not from Shema Tana. If not, he gets from Shema Tana. Which means that Rav Huna was saying this chiddush that if I tell you, say a parabolashin, it could be either Matana or Yerusha. It depends on the person receiving, on the receiving end. If the person on the receiving end is Yairish, it goes to the Yerusha. If the person on the receiving end is not a Yairish, he's a stranger, it's B'din Matana. And that's what Rav Huna said, and there's Nafkaminas. We'll see what the Nafkaminas saw. And that was his Chiddush, not the Pasuk Yechon Breiko, it was Pasuk. His Chiddush was that even though you didn't say Lashon Yerusha or Lashon Matana, you could explain it to fee what the receiver is, which is a Chiddush. The Chiddush is they didn't say Lashon, even though you didn't say the exact Lashon. You didn't say Lashon Matana or Yerusha. Still, we say, we put into that channel whatever the receiving end is like. If the receiving end is a Yerush, it's a Yerusha. If not, it's big enough communist. We'll see in a second what the communist is. Oh yeah, that's the Chiddush. Right.
But in the first point,
about
no Chiddush.
Whatever the Nafkaminas are, the Nafkaminas are. No, the Chiddush is that even though he didn't say Lashon Matana, it's a Matana. That's the Chiddush. Or even though he didn't say Lashon Yerusha, it's a Yerusha. That's the Chiddush. Even without that Lashon, it still has that din. That's what I was saying. That's Taka, what I was trying to say. That this is what I meant to say. That if you write the Chos of Stam, that's Zimnim Yerusha, Zimnim Matana, like the Rashbam explains. That's good what I'm saying. That when you have a Stam Lashon, it's sometimes Yerusha, sometimes Matana. Lamaihil. So what's Nafkamina if it's a Matana or Yerusha? So Sovar of Adaba have a Kamei Rav Lameimar, that the Nafkamina is like this. Imroi Uli Yarshai, if it's a Yerusha, we know that it's part of the Ksuba that says that when someone dies and the Yerusha goes to one of the to all the children, let's say, the wife still gets mezainis from the estate until she marries someone else. Masha Inkain, if he sells off all his nechasim before he dies, and then he dies, and now the Amana wants the zainis, We're not moitzi for mazon of the amana from the chasim shavadim. What's the reason? Betzam her shivat is first. The reason is because tikkun olam, because since mazon is a davar shein kitzva, therefore we masakin chazal masakin as we're beginning a perek hanazakin and masachas gittin that the masakin the lakuchos can't be careful from that, and therefore you don't collect from lakuchos. So Gemara wants a taina that's nafkamina. If it's a Yerusha, so then the Amana takes on the estate. If it's Matana, the Amana does not take Mazonis from the estate, because then it's like Lakuchas. So rather, I made the Rav Lameim, I'm royal, Yerusha Amana says yes, Menachaisa. Vimlav, if not, ain't almanosa nezoinis minechosa. The almano does not take from the nechosim. That's what he thought in front of Rava. Only Rava, it's not true. Are you going to tell me migra gara? Hashta b'Yerusha de araisa. Yerusha which goes to the child min de araisa. Armet almanosoi nezoinis minechosov. The almano takes from the estate. Matana de rabbanon lekolshkin. And like the Rashbam explains, that matana shchemira is really a drabbanon de concoction. Why? Because you can't give a matana without a kinyan, really. But there's a chiddush that the Chazal said, the Shchimra says that I'm giving away this item to Pliny. The chiddush is that it works even without a kinyan. Why? Because we're scared that the Shchimra will get, he'll get crazy because it's not working out. So whatever he says, we go. And it works. It works. So darabonon digadin. So if it's only my tana darabonon, we're going to say, you don't take mezonos from that? Avada you do. And therefore it's not nafkamina. We have the Mishnah Nezakin that says you don't take from Chas Radim. That Rashbam says that's Matana Gemura. If you want to read the Rashbam, see Rashbam inside. Rashbam Dev Maschum Matana Darabaran, halfway through that Rashbam. It's the middle of the line. Hacha Shamina, the Hada Kaimalon, that that we paskin, the Mazar, the Ishav Abonis, Loitar from Meshabdi, you don't collect from Meshavadim, Hanimili Matana Gemura, Bekinyan, and Mechagama. It's only a real Matana. Ava Matna Shchimira, Amonosoi, Nezoinis, Menichse, Mekav, Matana, Vuad in Lebanon. The daughters also get mezonos from that because that whole matana is the rabbanon dig matana and avada there is a din mezonos from those nechasim. So it can't be nafkamina to Yerusha matana. Back to what's nafkamina? Elam Rava, nafkamina is k'dasholach of Achar bar of Avia, like Rav Acha said, Dibre Rabbi has before one of the stories of Rav Acha was Dibre Rabbi Yechonam a breaker nichse lecha of Acha recha leploini. Imhaya rishon royu liyarshoy, ain l'shein imakam rishon klum, she'ain l'shem matana, elu l'shem yerusha v'yerusha lehepsik. The halacha is, if I give you a matana and say, and after you're finished with it, it doesn't go to your yarshim, it goes to the next person, a stranger. That works. Nichsi l'cha v'achar chal ploini. But Rav Acha teaches us that if the nichsi l'cha was a yarish, you can't say, and after you goes to someone else. Because if it's Yerusha, the way it works Yerusha is it belongs to you, and it automatically goes to your Yarshim after you. It does not go to the next person. You can't say Acharecha when it comes to Yerusha, because that's Masna Amasa Kosta V'Torah. So, Divrei Rabbi Yechonam HaBreiker, read inside again, Nichsi Lecha V'Acharecha L'Ploini, Yimha Yerushim Rel Yarsha, the first guy is a Rel Yarsha, Ein L'Shein Makom Rishon Klum. The Sheini, who you said gets next, does not get it. Shein L'Shein Matano, well, El Losh Yerusha. The Yerusha, El Hefsik. Yerusha has no Hefsik. And like the Rashbam explains, the Master Master Kosovo Torah. So that's Nafkamina. If the guy's a Yerush and you said Acharecha, the Shchimra's Acharecha won't work. But if it's Matana, it will work. Omele Rav Lev Nachman of Afsike. Lemaise, the guy said that someone else gets it next. So the more answers, who saw a Yerush Hefsik? He thought he could do that. But Rachmana, Omele El Hefsik. Huh?
What's the question?
The question is that when I give a Yerush something, Lemaise, I said, that was a Tanai. I mean a Tanai. He said, I'm giving my Yerush my estate, but after he dies, not go to his children, it goes to Levi, it goes to someone else. I said that.
Therefore what?
And therefore, well, after the Gemara, who saw Yerush? That's the Gemara's Teretz. If you want to know what exactly Shaka Vatari, I am Shmuel Rozovsky that has a Pshat in it. But that was his taina was, but I made it tonight. After the Gemara, no. It's a Masta Masha Kosta Batira. That's exactly how the Rashbam learns. Look at the bottom line. Bava Masta Kosta Batira. Bava Maisa Maisa Batanai Batal. So that's an afkamina between Matana and Yerusha. So after the Gemara, give him a base. Who domle lechabre? Someone told his friend, Nichse lecha v'acharecha l'ploini. He told his chabre, Menchosma for you, and afterwards l'ploini. And the case was, the Rishon Royal Yarsha, this person we're calling a friend, was Royal Yarsha. He was Yerush. So what happened was, Royal Yarsha, have a shock of Rishon, the first one died. Also Shani, the guy who was second in line, Katava, came to collect it. I'm next. Sovrav Ilish, Kameh the Rava. Ilish sat in front of Rava, and he wanted to tie in the Lameimar, Shani Nami Shokal. He stayed past, came to Shaka in front of him, he passed, and yeah, Shani gets it. Acharecha. Amalei. So Rava tells Rav Ilush, Daini the Chatzatzta Hachi Daini. These Dayanim don't know what they're talking about. Chatzatzta either means basic kfaris, or it means Dayanim always make pshara. It says, this is how the Dayanim who don't know how to paskin, that paskin? Lav Hainu Shalach Rav Acha Bar Rav Avya. Isn't that the story of Acha Bar Avya? It says that by Yerush you cannot say Acharecha L'Ploini? So Ichzef, so Rav Elish was embarrassed because he was thinking that the Rav is probably saying, I can't let him make another psak again because he doesn't know how to paskin. So Rav made him feel better, gave him big chizik. He said, Kari ala ani Hashem be'ita achishana, which Rashbam explains means like this. Rav says, just like when a tzaddikim need a Yeshua, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes like right away and saves them. He says, I know by you, you never had a takala. You never made a mistake. You're about to make a mistake, and even then it didn't happen. I was here to save you. Fakarek, you never make a mistake. Even the one time you're going to make a mistake, I was punked here to save you. That's what he told, Rav told him. And therefore, he wasn't embarrassed anymore. Akaponim, we have a salacha, the chilek between Yerusha and Matana. If it's Yerusha, it does not go further. You cannot say Acharecha, but Matana you could. And that was really the whole Chiddush Rav Huna that says that it depends on who the person is, the receiving end. If it's Yerusha Matana, Nafkamina is Ligabi Acharecha.